Hello everyone, this is Adam from Zelda Working Title Podcast. I hope you are all doing well. I would like to take this time and inform you that this podcast contains some suggestive material and situations. Suggestive material includes moments in which we use words such as and or. Please be aware that such moments may be present in this podcast. Thusly, listener discretion is advised. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, have a fantastic day and enjoy the podcast. Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Working Title Podcast. You're listening to episode number 15, and today we've got the usual group. We've got Matt, Alex, Nick, and myself. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
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 Hello. Okay, perfect. So let's see. Matt and Nick, why don't you guys talk about what you've been playing first?
We've been playing Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition. And me and Nick, by the way, are in the same
place.
Yeah,
it sounds weird saying, this time, two people at a time.
Yeah, me and Nick are in the same room right now. Inches. Our faces are literally inches away from each other.
Every time somebody else is talking, we're usually kissing or making some sort of kissy face.
Not each other. We just have...
No, something. We have pictures of the Joe Bros.
Yeah. We both got Fallout 3 Game of the Year. We traded in our old Fallouts. Had a little bit of a run around.
We went to like six different stores, I think.
This is ridiculous. This is really stupid. They're closing all but three Game Crazies in Arizona for some reason.
No! Oh, in the Phoenix area. Because Flagstaff still has a couple stores. Yeah. But yeah, and there's a good reason for this because we encountered one of the ones that for some reason they're keeping open. And it's an equal opportunity Game Crazy. And it was like, well, these guys are retarded, and they need to have some sort of job experience for when they move, or when their parents die, and that's what it was. And one of the guys looked like an old baby.
Yeah, and anyways, so we finally got we set out to get it at 2:30, and we got back at
7.
Oh my god.
I sold some...
What time did you leave to go out?
2:30. That's what I said.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what time you were planning on getting back.
We went to Bookman's, and they wanted to give me $9 for Fallout 3.
How much did you
end up getting? No, $6.
Oh, that's right.
$6 in cash, $12 in store credit for Fallout 3.
We got 20. 20 for Fallout 3 at Game Crazy.
20 cash.
Yeah. It's still not that good, but it's better than like, it would have been like 15 or something at GameStop.
Yeah.
But I sold other things, so it didn't cost me anything.
We got Fallout 3, Game of the Year Edition. It's really great. There's different expansions. I played Operation Anchorage, which is...
And there's different artwork on the box. Yeah. So it's a little different.
But Operation Anchorage is okay. It's kind of lame because you don't play your character, and so you have no tie, and you don't get any... Like, when you're doing the mission, you don't get to collect anything.
Who do you play?
It's a simulation of when... Alaska was taken over by China in 2077, I think.
So you're just playing a random person?
Yeah, you're just playing a soldier.
It's the Brotherhood Outcast, right? And they're like running a simulation to see what they could have done.
And also, getting there is retarded because you have to fight a bunch of super mutants and all the Brotherhood Outcasts die. And I thought if they died, I had to start the mission over again. And so I did it like 20 times. And then finally, I just said, screw it, and then walked through, and then there's just, on the other side is where you needed to go.
Important characters only fall to sleep.
No, the important character can die in that one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really weird, because the other important characters just take a nap. They get shot with sleepy bullets.
And then I played Broken Steel, which is the one that continues the main quest and raises the level cap to 30.
That one's awesome.
And it's really cool. And yeah, adds some really cool new perks. And
you finally get to ride in one of those cool vertibirds.
Yeah, which is a helicopter.
Yeah, it's the cool helicopters in the game.
And me and Nick were playing at his house.
Yes.
Point Lookout.
Point Lookout. Yeah, the one that's a new like area to explore.
You're like a swampy fight. Inbred hillbillies.
Yeah, and they're awesome. They travel in twos, and it's frightening. There's like a skinny one, like with no teeth, who's got like a sniper rifle, and there's a big dumb one with like a club who runs up to like try to kill you.
Of course.
And they're really strong. And it's awesome. There's a bunch of new enemies. Like, there's tribals, which is like this weird religion.
Black people.
They're not all black.
They're mostly black. It's so that you can kill black people in the game. But they're like, oh, it's tribals, so you're not really, but I want to.
No, but yeah, it's really cool. It's awesome to be in an area that's not just a brown wasteland. It's like a forest.
Yeah. And Nick got... and there's two more expansion packs in there. There's The Pit.
Which is awesome. I beat that one. That one's really good.
Nick's played. And then there's Mothership Zeta, where you get abducted to an alien spaceship, which neither of us have played.
So those are all of the expansions, right?
Yeah, all five of them. So cool. It is $110 worth of game
for $60.
Yeah.
All right. Oh,
wow, so really it's good. Totally worth
sweet.
It.
Sweet.
And then we Nick got Abbey Road for Beatles Rock Band.
Mm-hmm.
You can play the whole album just back to back song.
And there's
there's
the Beatles medley, which is basically the entire B side of the record that you can play as one song.
Isn't that like 16 minutes or something?
Yeah, I think it's 17 and a half or something like that.
It's awesome.
It's really good. And you finally get to play the best song in the Beatles' career.
Wait, did you guys say did you guys say you five-starred the medley?
Yeah, we five-starred the medley.
Nice.
Except I was only singing.
But I was singing and playing guitar.
Oh, wow.
So
talented.
That is the B-side of that record is my absolute favorite thing they've done. So I know it very, very well.
I can't really sing. It's hard. Like, it's really hard to sing and play instruments well. Like, I can do it, but I can't do it well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Especially drums, it's harder for me.
For guitar, it feels easier now that... I don't know, because I sing and play guitar regularly.
But I get really into the singing. And I do my
voice. What was it? Was it Birthday that you were... Or Helter Skelter that you were just shouting?
It's hard.
Yeah. Oh, but it's so much fun. I love that game so much. Oh, wait. I love how they advertise that as it's what is it, 1,600 Microsoft points, which is like $18 or something like that. And they're like, oh, it's only $18. And I think about that, and I'm like, well, it's a little more than an album, but I'm also buying visuals and gameplay, so it's not that bad. But then Microsoft points strike again. And it's like, oh, wait, never mind. I'm paying $25 for this because I have to buy points. And points are the stupidest thing in the world.
Also, if it's like, what was it? If it's just... 1,600 points. It's only 16 minutes of music, right?
Oh, I think it's less than 1,600. I don't remember what it is.
No, it's 1,600.
Is it 16? Okay.
And then, yeah, it's not... Octopus's Garden, Come Together...
Yeah, it's not the full album. It's the remainder.
Yeah, so I think that's actually kind of a ripoff. But
I love it too much. I really
But it's the Beatles, so it's okay.
Yeah.
It's cool the way that they separate the songs, B-side. Though, because the songs on the B-side are all shorter, and so they link, for people who don't want to play all 17 minutes alone, they link a few of the songs together, so it'll be like 5 minutes, and that's kind of cool. I thought that was really neat.
Okay. What do you mean?
Okay.
Because, like, Mean Mr. Mustard and, hold on, let me see. It's, Mr. Mustard and Polythene Pam and She Came In Through the Bathroom Window all flow into each other completely perfectly.
Yeah.
So to break them up into little, like, 2-minute songs or 1-minute songs would be ridiculous.
Right.
So they piece it together like they did Within You, Without You, and Tomorrow Never Knows because that one was a mashup. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, more like Sergeant Pepper's.
Yeah, and...
And
so they just combine like 2 or 3 songs at a time.
Yeah, and so it makes it like one song.
So you can't
that's
play
5 minutes
just by themselves.
Yeah,
okay.
But I mean, end abruptly if you don't link them together. So it makes sense why they do that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But the new what are they called? Dreamscapes are incredible, especially Sun King.
Sun King.
It's really really pretty.
Cool.
It's a great song if you're like me, can do really good Italian accents, and.
All right.
But that's
anything
it.
Else?
Right. And I was also playing My Sims Agent for
Wii. No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
I'm reading.
Oh,
ahead.
Can I say what I should be playing right now?
Sure.
I should be playing Metal Gear Solid 4 and Uncharted 2.
Yeah.
Because I
we should
I
all
saved
be
up,
playing those.
Yeah, I saved up some money so I could get a PS3 and those awesome games. Mm-hmm. And then I said to Matt, hey, Matt, by the end of the week, I'll probably be able to buy a PS3 and those awesome games, and it's going to be a blast, and you should come over and we'll play them. And then, like, a day after that happened, my car crapped out. And then it cost me, like, $900 worth of repairs.
And that's literally the only reason why I'm over here right now. I just wanted to play his PS3, so...
That's
right
awful.
After this podcast, I'm taking
it. Yeah. So I'm just gonna surprise myself and get a PS3. So it'll be like a present, so I don't know about it. That way horrible things won't happen to me.
Well, that sounds like a perfect plan.
Okay, we're done. Next person.
Alex, what have you been doing?
So I got Beatles Rock Band. Like everybody else. For the Wii.
Cool.
And I played Rock Band 2. And Scribblenauts.
Yes.
Scribblenauts, yes. Rock Band?
They should have a Scribblenauts Rock Band.
You get to say whatever you want in the song.
Whatever you want, and it comes in. Like, you can say Sun King, and the Sun King comes out.
Did you do a shark and a bear battle?
No, I did God and Cthulhu.
Did That's you do good. Shark Boy versus Lava Girl?
I did not do that one yet.
You should try to put in the Beatles. And see what happens.
License stuff.
Did you do Lolcat or Longcat? I think it is.
I did Piano Cat.
Nice.
Oh, is the Rick keyboard cat in there?
Rick Astley is in it.
Oh, Rick Astley isn't. Is he in it?
It's, come on, there's got to be a Beatles reference in there somewhere.
It's not really Rick Astley. It's just a guy who looks vaguely like him, and he dances.
I wonder if you could do search and. Well, I guess they won't do search.
Search Fab Four and see if you can get just like four guys in suits.
Yeah.
Because do they have that license?
Did you do Time Machine?
No, I don't think so.
I did do Time Machine, and I did Teleporter.
Good.
Apparently Crane is a good one, because you can just carry yourself over the entire level.
You could do, like, Helicopter or UFO or
Jetpack.
Jetpack is only good because for a little bit. Like, it goes only a certain distance.
Right, yeah.
Black Hole's another really good one. So
if you go, does it just play Black Hole Sun?
Did you try
a bummer
jet pants?
But what I usually do is, like, if you have to fight a shark, I usually put in like a Leviathan.
Oh, cool.
And then if there was one part where there was like a dog in the way, and I didn't want to, like, my usual option is shotgun, but instead I put in dragon.
Oh, you should put in tuna net, and then the dolphin will get caught in the tuna net.
And how will that help the dog?
Oh, I don't know. I was thinking of it.
Well, I mean, and the other obvious ones is, like, if you have a shark in the bottom, you put a toaster in, it fries them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
How are the controls in the game? Is it fun to control your character?
It sort of sucks. I mean, it could be better. It could be better, but if you work around it a little bit, it's pretty good.
Like, my experience with it was just the touch controls were a little wonky.
Yeah, but I mean, there's so much other stuff you can add in there.
You know, it's one of the coolest features of the game that nobody realizes.
What?
If you make a Japanese character, like if you summon a Japanese person, there's like and they're born near where the Hiroshima bombing was. There's like a 50% chance that they'll get leukemia. And that's just like a little tidbit they added in. You just have to wait like 10 years or something, and then they'll die tragically before they hit the prime of their life.
But they do lose their hair instantly, right?
Yeah, it's really just like a detail.
It's such a great tribute.
Oh, dear.
It's a great tribute to leukemia. Hey, did you guys get that new leukemia tribute album?
God. I should put down leukemia just to see what happens. Huh. I should put down.
Oh, try any disease.
If you put down,
it'll probably
put down
be
cancer,
like a little virus.
If you put down cancer, it's probably going to be a crab or something.
It might be like a sad face.
Yeah, cancer is a crab.
Yeah. It's probably going to come up with the Greeks, with the crab instead.
I want to play that game just so I can search things.
It's so much fun.
There's a list of words online.
Oh, then that ruins the fun.
No, it's fun trying to figure it out. And it's fun watching somebody, like, you ask somebody for a suggestion. Like, I'm in this situation, what should I put in? And everybody has a different idea what to put in. And that's always, that's actually pretty cool, too.
Mine would always be condoms and horse whips. Trust me.
Mine always be horse condoms and whipped cream.
Mm. Mine's always shotgun. Mine's always shotgun and...
Alex, what do you use the...
Aren't don't you have, like, gunny sack races in horse condoms?
Yeah, they're burlap sacks.
I wonder if Karibo's shoe is in there.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Karibo's boot? What was it?
Oh, and Mario?
Is that even licensed? Yeah. Because it's a Nintendo game.
I'm sure it's not in there.
Yeah.
I should try, like, Mario and Luigi. I also did pick up the new Mario and Luigi game. I haven't played it yet.
Oh, Mario.
But it's got good...
Are you Italian all of a sudden?
I've already gone over this.
I'm going to continue to go over it.
Italians don't say Mario.
I knew a lot of Italians who said Mario, and I got into big arguments with them.
American Italians. I feel
no, it's American. It's American.
Wait. In the movie, it's not even... He's not... Apollo Creed says Italian Stallion.
Yeah, it's also because he's black.
Yeah, but it's not Rocky doesn't say Italian. The Italians don't go Italian. The blacks go Italian.
It's because Sylvester Stallone, they had to do a voiceover because you can't understand what he says. Well, the boom mic wasn't working the day they shot all of his scenes in one day.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He wasn't taking his
know.
Medication.
He actually
wasn't taking his Parkinson's.
He speaks
medication.
Perfectly fine, just but the microphone was messed
well,
up.
Yeah, well, the thing. Well, no, they went back to do it like in post, and he came into the studio, but he had to multitask. He already had something planned that day, and his plan was to run his oral sex prostitution ring. He was back on his orders, if you know what I mean. So he had basically he had a wiener in his mouth the whole time.
Fantastic.
Back to video games.
There's one thing I wanted to add about Beatles Rock Band, and that last video after you beat the
I got goosebumps.
I almost got a tear in my eye. I mean, that was really really
no yeah. I felt retarded playing that game and feeling that giddy.
Wait, should I say something about, like, do you think I should say
spoilers?
Everybody's seen it. It's already online.
Yeah, just say it. It's not a spoiler.
So, I guess it's the end, right?
Yeah.
They play the end.
On the rooftop.
And on the rooftop, and then you see these giant flowers show up, but then there's that line, and in the end,
the love you make the love you take is equal to the love you make.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so well done.
Yeah, and the giant elephant, or Ganesh from the beginning,
opening credits,
walks from England to America over the bridge. And
it's such a, like, it's a very touching thing.
Yeah, it's awesome, and there's all sorts of, like, pollen in the air from the giant flowers and stuff. Yep, it's awesome. It's the guy who does the gorillas. It's the same guy who does the animation for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And I can't believe there's not any high-resolution photos of that, because I want to make those cutscenes my backgrounds on my computer.
Yeah,
and I can't find them anywhere.
It's not that hard.
Well, how do I do it then?
You'd think they would make official ones of that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, but anything that's an official background, I don't want it to say Beatles Rock Band gigantic in the middle.
Yeah.
Or have a big watermark.
To make the background, can't you just basically do a real cheap, just hook it into your computer, play it on the computer screen, and then do a print screen on it?
I have a laptop, though. Yeah. Can I do it on my laptop?
Depends on what
no.
No, I can't.
Cables you have.
Forget it.
Let's scribble now. We'll talk about this anymore.
I'll talk to you about it afterwards. Okay. Alex, anything else?
No, that's about it. Ikaruga, but then that's not much.
Adam's been playing Brawl.
No, we're not talking about that, Matt. God damn it.
Have you been playing My Sims Agents?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I got that the first day
for
it came out.
For Rugama DS?
So good? No, not that. I've been playing some ODST, and then, of course, some Brawl. And so, let's see.
That game costs ODS too much money. We're going to continue to turn video game titles into opinions about stuff.
All right.
Because we're progressive?
Yeah. This is a progcast.
Oh, very nice.
16-minute guitar solos. Just wait.
I'm still waiting for a 23 minute Rock Band song to come on. I guess the 16 minute one is the closest one so far.
It's coming. It'll be there.
Yeah, but it has A little bit of breaks in the middle, right? No, it doesn't.
I'm waiting for like a Yes song or a Pink. I'm waiting for a Yes song, a Pink Floyd song.
Echoes.
Echoes would be awesome.
No, it wouldn't. There was nothing to play on guitar during
in the middle.
The majority
in the middle of
it
would suck. Shine On You Crazy Diamond might not be.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. But at the same time, I don't ever find myself going, I want to play 25. I want to stand there for 25 minutes with a plastic guitar.
What about like an Ariam?
That's weird. Yeah, I just stand around with that plastic guitar for 25 minutes.
I guess I do that too. Never mind.
A day. Lift it.
It'd have to be a song you're constantly playing. Like Octavarium, you'd be constantly playing for 25 minutes. And then your hands would fall off at the end.
How long is Dragon Force in Guitar Hero?
That's not that long. It's like a 9-minute song.
You couldn't Dragon Force me to play that song because it's so shippy.
Oh.
I was going to say Guitar Hero, oh my gosh, that's long.
Okay. So, let's
it, see. We fits a pretty... Oh, wait, no, never mind.
No. I don't have a lot of stuff for Adam's News Hour today, because I've been super, super busy, but...
You didn't get a chance to check the homepage of Kotaku?
Yeah.
Yeah, you talk, I'll sleep.
Okay, that's fine. So, I don't have any gaming releases or upcoming games. I do, however, want to say that, what's it called? The Lost Winds, Winter of the Melodious came out the other day. I haven't gotten a chance to play it, but it's going to be good. It's $10. I would recommend you buy it.
Would you say that Lost wins your choice for best game?
I would say that.
Okay.
Even though he hasn't played it?
I don't know. I just wanted to continue this. It's never going to get old.
Here's what I have. For Nintendo, the Black Wiimote, Nunchuck, and Wiimotion Plus will be on sale November 16th.
Yay.
And the Wiimote and the Wiimotion Plus come together for $50, and the Nunchuck is going to be $20. NVIDIA is going to be making the new chip for the new DS. There's a light blue and pink Wiimotes coming out in Japan. They look to be the same color as the DSIs. They're coming out December 3rd for 3,800 yen, which is $42. Nintendo is working on a Mario game, according to Charles Martinet, who is the voice of Mario. On his Twitter, he said, quote, "Awesome new Mario game, and it's not NSMB Wii, and it's not Galaxy 2, but it's going to be crazy fun." So, take that as you will.
Mario Zelda crossover, new Zelda game.
I think I'm going to have to Uncharted Drake's Fortune into his Twitter feed so I can find out about that.
That was good.
I don't agree with that one. Peach isn't a playable character.
Because you're saving her. Everybody was saying, why can't you play as Peach? But the whole point
here's,
of the game, you're
here's
saving
the
her.
Real reason is because it would require extra work to do her dress, make it.
Yeah, that's what they say, but that's a cop out. It's reversed. they're telling us the truth is a cop out.
Why don't they just give her pants?
Yeah, exactly. She Ooh, wears
a skin tight everything. Jumpsuit.
No, that's what she wears in Mario Kart.
It's like athletics. Yeah,
princesses do not wear jumpsuits.
She yes, does in do. Mario
okay,
Kart.
Okay, well
Wii.
Then why is she wearing nothing? Boob physics.
Right.
I
just really
want
to see Princess Peach.
That would be too Bioshocking for children.
Well, you'd have to get to that Operation Anchor age when it's legal to see nudity.
Okay. The game called System Flaw is going to be the first DSi-only game. In it, you're going to, I think... like take pictures of your environment, or like you're gonna see enemies in your environment. You're gonna like shoot them with the camera or something. I don't know.
So Pokemon Snap.
Yeah.
Pokemon Snap. That was a good insult.
I was just gonna say that.
Yeah. But it wasn't good.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Microsoft. The new Xbox update's gonna include Facebook, Twitter, Last.fm update streams of MSNBC.com, MSN Autos, The New Yorker, and Dilbert Music Store. For
Wait, what?
Rock
Dilbert
and Guitar Hero and
Xbox Live is now going to feature Dilbert. Did you say?
Wait,
yeah.
Isn't there
I was more
that
surprised
that
was
creator.
Creator. I was more surprised
Facebook,
it was
Twitter, Last.fm, Dilbert.
Yeah,
McDonald's.
I mean, seriously, who doesn't want that? Constant streams of Dilbert?
Well, that's just you
know,
laugh
that's
about
I
that.
Would.
You laugh about that, but the PS3 is getting baby blues.
Wait, the Wii gets zits. Hold on. There's somebody like singing opera outside my window.
Maybe somebody's just listening to ELO really loud.
They'll listen to Rockaria or whatever.
Or Rockaria?
Rockaria?
We have Rockaria.
Well, that was interesting. Let's see. Oh, I skipped some. Halo Waypoint is coming out on November 5th. Xbox Live Silver members are going to have access to it until November 22nd.
It's not a game.
Gold exclusive.
What is it?
And eventually it's going to maybe
have
gameplay elements.
Okay. Adam, explain it to Matt.
What?
What Halo Waypoint is. He's out of the... He doesn't know what that is.
You know, I'm not the best person to explain
it. Okay. It's basically a website on Xbox Live. It keeps track of all of your progress and stuff in Halo games.
And I think it's adding more achievements.
You get like awards in Halo Waypoint for having certain achievements. Nice. So it's more completely useless Xbox awards.
I'm really excited. I still don't understand.
So achievements. You don't get
what is Bungie's Bayonetta worth?
Bungie has never waypointed me in the wrong direction.
Oh, there you go. That's not even a game and you did it.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Alex?
Like, the achievements. Why are people so excited?
It's basically the same thing as getting a high score in old video games and just the status coming back.
And it helps, I don't know, when I don't care about achievements until it's a game that I really like. Like Fallout 3 and Dead Rising, I've gone out of my way to get certain achievements.
Yeah, I've done that for a few games too, and for me it's just because I want excuses to play the game more.
Yeah, exactly, I feel the same way.
Okay, I just figured you could do it artificially by, you know...
Yeah, but now it's official.
Playing it.
Now I get a little picture. I thought before I had my Xbox that the little image from the achievement, you could make your gamer tag. Your gamer picture, sorry. And I thought that was awesome until I got the Xbox and found out that those pictures do nothing.
Yeah, and you have to pay $80 to get the pick pack.
The Beatles Rock Band picture pack is free, but I don't know what it is. And I took a photo of my... of a drawing I made, and that's my picture. So,
oh, cool!
It's really,
It's an 8-bit lady. If you're not my friend.
Oh yeah. No, I thought it's Xavier.
No, that's yours.
I thought you changed it.
Mine's the 8-bit lady from
Half Life.
No, it's the one from Double Dragon.
Oh yeah.
Oh nice.
It's the blonde lady.
It's not Sylvia. What the hell is her name?
Wikipedia.
Well, if we think about it for too long, this podcast is gonna double drag on.
Too long.
I think that was
all right. Peter Molyneux says, surprise, Fable 3 is going to use Natal.
And then he proceeded to give himself a blowjob in front of all the press.
Well, I just can't wait.
With my
it's just going to enhance the controls. It's going to... You know it's not going to use Natal. It's going to...
Everything.
He's not going to be able to live up to that promise, and it's probably not going to use a controller. You're going to have to buy a regular Xbox controller.
All I have to say is Natal... not all of us are...
There we go. You don't even have to finish that.
Natal of us care about that.
Oh, God.
All right, and lastly, for Microsoft, they are testing a rewards program.
I toy around with it for a little while, but I doubt I doubt it would fit in with the rest of my games.
Oh.
Yes. 3-1. All right,
Sony, if you want something in home, they are telling you to let them know, and they'll make it. Anything you want. Tell them, and they'll make it.
The opposite mindset of Nintendo.
Yeah.
Tell us, because they did that Wii Vote channel or whatever, where tell us your ideas, and we'll ignore them.
And then nothing came.
And we'll make sure they never happen.
Legalized pot! Woo!
Well, I think they did give you Chinatown Wars, Matt.
I said, please, please give me more Twilight fan sites. And they did it. There's going to be a Twilight channel now.
Yeah, you guys see a new moon? You guys excited about that?
Oh my
god. It's like getting Harry Potter 7 early.
Right. It's going to be better.
All right, I know nothing about Twilight except for what my sister tells me, because she loves Twilight.
All I know is the vampires.
And I saw the first movie because, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this, she has rented that movie 23 times.
23?
No.
Why doesn't she just buy it?
Exactly. But nope. I said, I will pirate that. Oh, wait, I better not say that on the internet. I will purchase that game for you. I mean, movie.
Oh, the game, too. The game of the movie.
Twilight tie-in game. But no, so she showed me like a clip from the new movie, and they were all basically wearing like Hogwarts wizard robes, and they were in a big castle. And how did it go from like
ties?
It went from being like modern day Washington to now they're at Hogwarts or Vampire Warts, as Matt called it earlier.
Vamp Warts.
Blood Warts.
So you're not going to Sid Meier's Pirates the movie? That's terrible at this shit.
No, good try. Al. Good try.
I would Pirates of the Burning Sea that movie.
All right. Mass Effect 2.
MMO. Oh my god, guys! Did you not hear that great joke?
No, it just wasn't that funny.
Oh.
So wait, hold on.
Oh my god, what?
Never mind. I was gonna say home. If you want something at home, didn't everybody want home to be kind of fun? Like, that was the first thing that they should have addressed.
Everybody should send that in as a request. Make it fun.
Right, exactly. Could you make us be able to do like fun stuff in this, and instead of waiting in line to play arcade games? Yeah, I think that was the stupidest thing. It's like real life. It's like all the inconveniences of real life. And sometimes your guy gets sick and he won't like want to get up out of bed.
Like, oh no, mine has depression.
It's like the Sims. Oh my gosh. Except you can.
There was an Onion article. It was like the world of Warcraft.
Oh yeah.
It's sort of sad that it's really happened with Second Life now.
Yep.
Or whatever it is. What the hell is
Second Life?
I can't.
Second Life and Home are synonymous, but there's less porn in Home.
Me and Nick played Second Life for a weekend, and eventually got to where I was like flying around, and I ended up in a porn town where people sell actual porn of themselves. Like amateur videos and pictures of themselves, and they have like previews plastered on the wall, and you can pay them Linden bucks to download their porn.
Linden bucks. I think that's where Microsoft got the idea for Microsoft points.
Yeah, I know. Except Linden bucks, I think, is 100 for a dollar or something.
That big sweaty guy who works for Microsoft, the big bald sweaty guy, was like, "I love Second Life." Blah blah blah.
Linderbox.
Isn't the exchange rate like 1-to-1 in Linden dollars?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's 100 for a dollar. So it's like each one is a cent.
Right. My friend and I played Second Life for about a weekend. And the first place we went to was this island where they basically have like day-lasting dance-a-thons.
Yep, Matt and I were there too.
If you dance for like a certain amount of time, you get like one Linden buck.
I was on college bandwidth when we were playing that, and it was horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty funny though.
I did make my character look like Link though, and I made a Master Sword, so that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's the thing is, you make something and then you realize, hold on, there is no game here. I just kind of have to make everything. And everything, it never looks right. Everything looks kind of off.
Yeah.
It looks like sitcoms when they do stuff about video games. It looks like it does. It's not really real. It looks like the writers of a sitcom made the game.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, Adam, finish your news hour. Hurry up.
Alrighty. Mass Effect 2 is not coming to PS3. Sorry. The PS3 was September's top-selling console. The DS did sell more, but that's not counted as a console. It's a handheld.
Because it sells more than everything anyway.
I would have bought the PS3 if it was also it could double as a starter for my car.
I mean, it's almost there. You could probably rig it.
No, I don't want to get into it again. They charged me $200 for 20 minutes of work on my car.
Yeah, they call Nick up and they go, "Oh yeah, we're closing in 20 minutes, but I think we can
bang your car out
in that amount of time. Just come down here." And then they charge him $200-something for labor.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ. I wish I could do that.
I wish I could return the favor and just rape them. You know what? I can. I'll be back.
Okay. See you later. Epic may make some games using Natal. They're very interested in it, so they're fiddling with it.
Clippy B.
Fifth Cell, who are the makers of Scribblenaut and such, their next game is going to be a, quote, pretty big XBLA game.
Awesome.
That's cool.
Robert Rodat, the screenwriter from Saving Private Ryan and The Patriot, is in charge of the story for the WoW movie.
All I needed to hear was that Sam Raimi is making it, and I'm signed up to watch that movie.
Because there's probably going to be chainsaws and demons.
Yeah, of course. Naughty Dog is making... Naughty Dog is the people who make Uncharted. They're making a prequel for the motion... a prequel motion comic for Uncharted. WoW players are going to need a Battle.net account by November 11th. Lou Albano, who is the actor in the live-action Mario movie, passed away...
One of the worst television shows of all time.
Yeah.
Passed
it's
away
sad
on
that
August
he died.
October 14th at the age of 76.
It's what if Mario decided to, instead of saving the princess, just go on a crazy bender? He is so, like, he looks... Well, no, it's Luigi who looks so drugged, like, ugh. He looks horrible. He looks like a...
Luigi looks coked out. Luigi looks coked out.
I can't even remember anything from that movie.
All I remember is them shaking and jiggling, and they called it dancing. It was a couple of fat guys just... It's like they held a bunch of alcohol off camera, and they're like, you dance for your payment.
Hey, Adam, does my mic still sound weird to you?
It sounds a little choppy, but I'm sure it sounds fine for you, so...
Choppy?
I don't know, maybe it's just my connection. Namco Bandai is thinking about making another Tales of Vesperia game. Seth will be cheaper in Super Street Fighter 4. Bayonetta got a perfect score of 40.
Wait, what is that?
Mitsu.
Okay, I have to say, if you look at their record of perfect scores, it has significantly, like, gone up in perfect scores in the last 2 years.
Well, I mean, it's the strictness of it has gone down.
Something tells me...
There's an article.
Something tells me they're getting a lot of money for that. No.
No.
No. You can't tell me that Bayonetta is on the same level as Ocarina of Time or Wind Waker.
It's better because it's newer.
That game looks like the stupidest game ever. I cannot buy into that hype. It looks like Devil May Cry with a woman who is all boobs and she's got a tiny little head. Am I the only person who's noticed how disproportioned she is?
I have not noticed
her
that.
Head is,
I'm looking
her
at the
head
box art now,
tiny.
And,
Alex, do you agree?
I'm looking at the box art now. She just looks like fucking... I don't know. It looks like a stereotypic Japanese...
She looks like male action figures. Like, just generic action figures where they have gigantic bodies and tiny little heads.
So, it got a perfect score for 360, but not for the PS3.
Yeah, it got a 9... What? Their top is 40 or something like that? What is?
Well, no, it's because four reviewers each gave it a score out of 10.
Guys,
oh,
10,
that's right. It, one of them gave it like an 8.
Mm-hmm. That's... What, Alex?
What? What's the difference? What's the difference between
the PS3 because it was ported over from the 360 and the... lighting effects are like really hazy and bad in the PS3 version.
And Sega takes full responsibility for all of that nonsense.
Yeah, and it's at the beginning of their game where they say Sega takes full responsibility for this. And
really?
Yeah, there's a disclaimer at the very beginning when you put it in the game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then also, what was it?
How bad's the lighting?
It doesn't look very good. And it's the first time Game Trailers has ever put up one of their comparison videos where, for like an actual reason. Because if you ever watch their videos where it's like comparing like Resident Evil 5...
You can't tell the difference.
No, you can't tell the difference, and also it's just breeding grounds for 14-year-olds arguing with each other, justifying their parents' purchase.
I got a fast crap, he has a cell processor,
and it can make babies cry and Rubik's Cubes explode.
Right.
Cubes.
Yeah.
It can erupt a volcano.
Rubik's Cubes. That's my new game.
Did you guys see the PS3 ads for Ninja Gaiden 2 Sigma?
Yes.
No.
I saw those a while ago.
Boobs?
It's the one... There are a bunch of them.
Where they're shaking the controllers and their heads are going up and down.
Yeah. And there's another one where it's just an old man masturbating on the toilet, and it lasts a long time. It's an hour-long commercial.
It's really
and
awkward.
And then at the very end, it just goes, Ninja Gaiden Sigma 2. And that's it.
And but the sad thing is that he can't get off. And it just he's just crying.
He's crying, and he starts to have a stroke, too, and his wife is pounding on the door.
Well, he's been having a stroke for a whole hour.
Yeah, that's what I call it.
I'm going to go have a stroke.
That sounds like a British man. You have to say it with an accent. I'm going to go have a stroke.
You want to drive my father a stroke in the telly room?
The telly room?
Why?
I don't know what that is.
All it's right, where you have right, a stroke, right. Okay?
I have a stroke in your sock drawer.
Let's move on.
That's why my socks are so rigid. Man,
I, now when a doctor comes out and be like, how's Grandpa? Well, he had a stroke. I'm going to laugh in the doctor's face.
All right, so our main discussion today is a question that one of my teachers asked me a few weeks ago, and I thought it was pretty interesting. So, what game world would you want to live in and why?
The Sims.
Do you guys want to go first?
Yeah, The Sims. That's it. Because then I could have a house and neighbors.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yep, and sometimes I would have blurry sex in my bed.
Uh-huh.
And other times I could watch TV.
I would like to live in baby's life because it just looks so fun in there. It's a simpler time when babies could just be babies.
Babies are babies. So, Nick, talk about that little green gem above your head. What do you think about that?
Oh, I've been trying to sell it to a pawn shop for a long time. But every time I go to sell it, it appears above his head.
No, I don't know what a serious answer. I'd have to think about this. Somebody else can.
Yeah, I might have to think.
I can go. Alex,
I want to say Silent Hill, but that would be the worst life ever.
Probably.
That's not a good choice. Oh, and by the way, you're not the main character. You're just somebody.
Yeah. It's about the world. You're not the character.
Yeah, that's what I figured. It's
actually a really hard question because most of the worlds are, you know, you're put in a really shitty situation in most of the worlds.
Okay, well, here was my thought process. At first, I was like, I don't know. And, you know, I was going to get back to her. But then I went out to get water, and at first I was thinking Zelda. And I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. But if I'm not Link, you know, it's not that really big of a deal. It's just the normal world, maybe some magic.
But you would hope that you would live in a nice area.
Right.
And not one of the horrible towns.
That'd be an interesting world if you're like a traveler or something, right?
Wind Waker would be an awesome world.
Yeah, I would like to be.
Wind Waker would be an awesome world. I think Twilight Princess would be pretty cool.
I would
too.
Like to be a Goron in Twilight Princess. Because Goron's my favorite.
And Mount
or
Doom.
Being a freaking Zora. I mean, that'd be
cool. But
see, I'm physically more like a Goron than I am like a Zora. I'm not slent.
You could be the Goron. You could be the Goron stuck in the bottom of the.
My build. I'd probably be one of the gay clowns who runs the cannon.
But that's a problem.
Wait, would you be the guy running the cannon isn't gay. It's the other guy that's gay.
In most Japanese games, like there's not a lot of 6'2", 240 pound guys like me in Japan.
Like, so they're always you're a monster.
Yeah,
to
there's
them.
Always just like always right. just monsters in games, and that's all I get to be.
Right.
Like I'm like a hair like I have a beard and I'm like hairy.
Yeah, I really gotta think about that.
I would definitely be a Goron. Gorons even have kind of like facial hair, but it's like rock facial hair.
Right, the painted facial hair.
Yeah, I'd totally be
look
a Goron.
Like mountains.
But I don't know if I'd want to live as a Goron. But it seems cool. Okay. They're always my favorite race. But then
so
I
if
was
we're
thinking,
if we're choosing a
black
world,
people
are
also my favorite
are
race.
We actually ourselves in this world, or do we?
That's,
are we also?
That's what I took it as. Let's pose that question first.
Oh, so we're humans, so it has to be a human world.
So if I lived in the Mushroom Kingdom, I wouldn't be a Toad.
No, you would be a human.
Just me.
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah. Do you think? What are our chances of making it with Princess Peach?
Probably not.
Or what about
good.
That hot star lady from Mario Galaxy?
Oh yeah, Rosalinda
Rosalina. Yeah. Is in space, and the Earth kind of exploded, Mario just
that'd
got
so
lost.
I'd space do her. I'd wear space condoms.
I would sex her on a planet, a small little planet with gravity.
I want to be in that story of hers where I'm having sex.
The story becomes X-rated.
I don't think there was any sex in that story.
No, there's tons.
There is
but
now.
Nobody ever went into the library and read the story.
I think this is coming with the video game sex character question from a couple times ago where we didn't ever get to expand on that.
Oh, also, are actions in this world tied to the ESRB rating? Or am I allowed to, like, say, have a stroke in the Mushroom Kingdom?
That's actually a really good question, because I think I couldn't live in a world where I couldn't just make terrible jokes all the time.
Let's just
if I wasn't making Lucia jokes,
you'd get to live in Postal 2.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want in the world.
Okay.
Well, because, no, they blurred it out, though, right? Because in a game like Super Paper Mario, don't they, like, the expletives are
yeah, but
done
let's
characters.
Let's say real world rules kind of apply.
Right.
Yeah. It's the place, not the rules.
You could say some curse words.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, Adam, do you have something that you're thinking of? So
Yes. All right. Okay. So I thought Zelda at first, then I thought maybe not such a good idea, and I was trying to think of a game where nothing ever goes wrong and it's awesome.
I know what you're going to say.
Do you?
Tetris.
Pokemon.
Yes, it's Pokemon.
Because it's the only world.
I would love to live in the Pokemon world.
Yeah.
For so many different reasons. I mean, just for starters, I mean, Pokemon. Come on, who doesn't want their own Pokemon?
And everybody has a beautiful like farmhouse with lots of land, and there are no suburbs.
You get to go explore the world when you're 10 years old. And, like,
and I was just, I just wanted to go just to do Ash's
yeah,
mom.
Of course. I mean, the only
I know me. That's what me and Alex would be doing. There'd be a
when
lot
Ash
of
goes
power.
Out on his quest. Uh-oh, Mr. Mime is not the only one keeping her company.
Oh. Now I'm just imagining like a knock on her door, and I'm kind of like leaning against the side, and Alex is there, like in the background, like rubbing his hands together. Like, hey,
no, but like the only thing that ever
you
want to
see my GS balls
is like,
do you want your eggs over easy or over hard?
The only thing that ever goes wrong is like Team Rocket tries to steal Pikachu, and maybe some cataclysmic event happens.
Yeah,
but
why
I know
would?
They're
but
always
if you're
there
just if you're just an average guy and you're not the hero, Team Rocket's not going to bother you.
Well, then that's even better.
Yeah, no, I'd probably be the chump with a Rattata or whatever, and that's probably the only Pokemon I'd have, and I'd just be hanging out and Nick
no,
would have
need-
like a.
You need Rattatas and Bidoofs because Bidoofs
have like
it would be like it would be like it would be like in real life, and I would probably rip off a bunch of Indian kids for their Pokemon like I did when I was 13.
No, I think it'd be like real life, and my mom would never have enough money to get me a cool Pokemon, and I'd be stuck with just like a Nidorino or something. I'd be like, thanks.
No, thanks.
But then
well,
it
no, it's
a
really
into
cool
a
Nidoking.
Pokemon.
I
mean,
no, mom,
cool.
I love Execute.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for my pile of angry eggs.
Only one of
them
is angry.
Thanks, Mom. You got me Jinx, the blackface lady.
Lady.
What are you trying to say?
What if you got an Alakazam? That'd be frightening.
And it, like, hypnotizes you?
Oh, and you'd have, like, flashbacks every night.
Vietnam flashbacks to...
God damn it, Jinx! Stop making me dream bad thing.
Okay, so you live in this world, what kind of Pokemon would you want? Or what kind of area would you like to live in? Would you be a Saffron City kind of guy? Or would you live out, like, where Ash lived...
In
where
kind of the country.
Where would I originally be from?
Well, where would you, if you lived
where
in this world,
reside?
Yeah, where would you want to live?
I'm guessing
I would
using
be traveling,
the,
come on.
I'm guessing you that's would take the cartoon cities where they're like big cities and not the video game cities where there's six houses.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you'd just be traveling around, catching all sorts of Pokemon.
Just traveling around.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty
nobody
cool.
has a job except for like police officers and nurses,
and they're all
they're
sisters.
All the same, right?
But they're all cloned. Yeah, they're all cloned.
No, they're sisters.
They're not sisters. Some
yeah,
of
they
them,
are.
Some of them are sisters. Some are cousins.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, okay.
No, they're all cousins. I don't think any of them are sisters. Actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think there was a twin episode somewhere in there.
All I know is that if you were Brock, it would be like the show Everwood. But not like
yeah.
the contents of the show.
Just the name.
Just a massive boner constantly.
That's why his eyes are always squinting.
He's
trying to keep it from ripping his pants off. And if that happened, his pants would hang on his boner like a coat on a coat rack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
So
that's a good answer, though.
Yeah, so let's
yeah
say,
that is
what,
a really good answer.
Which starter Pokemon would you guys start out with? If you had your choice of
well,
all
always,
the starter Pokemon.
I've always liked grass Pokemon. Those are always my favorite because I like smoking that grass, you know what I mean? No, I just like any kind of grass Pokemon or insect Pokemon. Were there any? There were never any insect starters.
No.
No.
But I would either do Venusaur or Chikorita, I think it was this called.
Bulbasaur.
No, Chikorita was later on.
Yeah, I'd probably get one of those. I love Bulbasaur and I also love Chikorita. Treecko cool. sucked. And
the one that was
the turtle was cool.
Grass turtle, yeah.
Yeah,
he grew a mountain on his back. That's awesome. Yeah,
that one was awesome.
And
that
he had a big tree too.
I was always a fan of the water. No, wait. I liked fire Pokemon when I was a kid, and that made my first gym hell because it was always the rock gym.
Yeah.
And so I started later on when I started playing the games again. I always chose water Pokemon so I could get past that, and I think water Pokemon were my favorite.
Yeah.
And so, because I liked being able to the surf. I liked being able to go out in the ocean.
Yeah, definitely.
Which I think is probably going to make my answer, but we'll continue talking about Pokemon for now.
See, but I'd be if I was living in Pokemon, I'd be living in a forest surrounded by Butterfree, probably my favorite Pokemon, and I'm not kidding.
You like Butterfree? Don't lie.
Butterfree is my favorite. I love butterflies.
Aww. Well, you could also fly on them.
But I like butterflies. And Butterfree's a cool Pokemon, and it looked like it'd be cool to be friends with.
Free!
I'm just saying, if I had to pick some friends, it definitely wouldn't be a Nick Shively. That's in the stupid real world. If I lived in Pokemon world, I'd ditch that freak, get me a butterfly, a gigantic butterfly, and I'd go live in the woods.
I'd have a Rattata, and everybody would be frightened of my best friend.
All right, so
or a Magikarp.
Who would your starter be, Nick?
My starter, so I get to choose from any of the games.
Yeah.
Probably Piplup, because he's the most adorable thing ever.
okay.
I also liked Squirtle, too.
See, but the thing I liked about the Bulbasaur and Chikoritas is they never got scary.
If Piplup's got scary. Yeah, if I could get the Squirtle from the cartoon where they were a gang of Squirtles that hung out
the sunglasses?
Yeah, if my Squirtle could wear sunglasses.
Well, you could just give it sunglasses.
Okay, yeah, okay, Squirtle, just so I could watch him wear sunglasses. In that episode, there's the part where he takes his sunglasses off and he looks so funny.
But yeah. I just want to say is that some Venusaur is pretty scary because he's big, but he still looks like a big frog.
Right.
Blastoise is frightening
because he's got
cannons on his back. Charizard will just eat you. And then Piplup turns into a giant scary penguin with big claws.
Yeah.
And at least Chikorita just looks like a big leaf dog.
And the turtle guy turns into a mountain. He's awesome.
The turtle guys aren't really scary because they look like they're kind of slow. Same with Venusaur. He looks like you could just ride him or something. But I wouldn't want to be around Blastoise with his giant cannons on his
back. But I would want to hang out with Squirtle.
Yeah, Squirtle is a cool one. I just wouldn't want those to evolve.
Every time the god of that world would say, oh, your Squirtle's about to evolve, it'd be like, oh, hit B.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't. I would maybe go with a Pokemon that you need a stone to evolve it. Because I wouldn't want Pikachu.
I don't really like Raichu. Yeah. He's big and ugly.
I wouldn't want a Pikachu because he could easily kill you.
Yeah. If you're taking a bath and he's feeling like he wants to give you a hug, you're dead.
Yeah.
Oh. That's why you wear...
That's the thing. If Pikachu got a little... In the episode where Ash and Pikachu insulation. Are surfing together, that could have been very horrible for Ash.
And everybody in the water around them.
Freak accident.
All right, Alex.
So I never played Pokemon before.
Oh my god, what is wrong with you?
Skip.
But, I do like...
Then go to what world?
Blastoise.
What world would you live in then?
No, just...
Oh, are we going to keep going with Pokemon?
Yeah, we're still doing Pokemon.
I would actually... You know, I actually think Blastoise looks cool.
Blastoise is not a
starter,
it
looks cool,
Alex.
But think about it. You're living in this world.
Squirtle.
This...
So I would get Squirtle so that I can evolve him into Blastoise and ride him.
Yeah,
and
I would never hang out with you because I'd be like, it'd be like having a gang member as a best friend.
Oh, it's wait. Dangerous. What's the one in Diamond and Pearl that wears a hat? It's a bird and he's got a hat.
Murkrow?
Yep, there we go. That's the dude I'd hang out with. He's a bird with a hat.
See, the reason why I'd get Butterfree, I know he's not a starter, but if I had a Butterfree, everyone would want to hang around Butterfree. He's a cool butterfly. It's not going to hurt anybody. It's just cute.
He can carry you, too.
It would, cuddle up to you. And you'd be like, oh, hey, Butterfree's around. When Alex comes around with Blastoise, everyone's like, I think I got something.
Is Butterfree always Butterfree?
Well, Blastoise would be more like my car. Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, that's what I was about to say.
The part where he's Kakuna or whatever.
Metapod.
Metapod.
Kakuna. You don't want to be Drill.
Yeah. But when he is Metapod, that would be pretty. That would be pretty boring. You'd probably feel lonely for a little while.
Yeah, but you could just have him in your room, and that's when you'd be hanging out with Venusaur.
You just get him into battles with other Metapods, and just use hardened powers.
I'm thinking this as more of a. I don't want my animals to kill me because I'm already frightened enough by like horses in real life and big animals.
I want to live in the Digimon world where my animals can talk to me.
Oh,
and
man,
it's much lamer.
Do not diss Digimon.
I watched the crap out of the first season of that show when I was younger.
Yeah.
Good.
And then I stopped caring.
Oh.
After the movie.
What happened to that show after the first season?
It got really confusing.
There's five seasons.
There's a portion of that movie where the animation is really cool.
I love the animation in that movie.
It's like that big rabbit when it's fighting something else.
Yeah.
It's fighting so like that good. Invisible thing. It looks awesome.
Big rabbit.
Yeah, there's a guy. He doesn't he have like a big rabbit Digimon or something like that.
Torimon evolves. Yeah, Digivolves.
And he's
or is it Torimon. I don't remember.
I remember he fights like this the invisible bad guy or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the virus Digimon.
That was the thing is that in the show everybody had hard black lines around them like every cartoon, but in the movie they didn't have that and it looked
apparently more than one movie and they all have that animation, which is
that's
really
cool.
Good.
But
I saw some really disturbing Digimon hentai. if I had to guess what Digimon hentai would be, I thought it would be the people doing each other, but it was like. People doing their Digimons.
Of course. And Beastiel.
It was creepy.
Because of course. Come on, Matt.
Well, I've seen Pokemon hentai where it's like Ash's mom.
Oh, of course. Alright, let's see. I would have Matt, or Nick, I have to agree with you. I would either have Squirtle or Piplup.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be cool dudes to hang out with.
Free?
Never evolve.
I always start out with the water Pokemon.
Adam, would you have a Butterfree to be your best friend?
Maybe not my best friend, but I'd
you're
sure
saying
still
that like it's gay.
Would you be the guy who would catch them all, or would you just want to find the ones you like and just
no,
keep
I'd
them?
No, I'd catch them all, definitely.
See, I wouldn't. Adam would totally be a catch them all, and his parents would probably buy them for him. They'd be, Adam, we got you a new Pokemon!
No, yeah. that's not as much fun. I have to go explore the world.
I would go on adventures, but I'd only want to have adventures. I was the kind of guy who my Pokemon lineup was always themed.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It was always the grass and bug Pokemon.
But then I always got screwed later on. Yeah. I was like, oh great, here comes electric guys. Now my
now what?
Six Gyaradoses are screwed.
All right, well.
Gosh, that'd be so cool to have Butterfree as my best friend. It's the kind of world I want to live in.
You're still on this?
What? I'm just imagining how cool it would be. That's the whole point of this,
It's
right?
a fucking butterfly. It's a giant I think you'd be terrified.
He's adorable and he's got little fangs.
Yeah, he's cute.
It's a giant-ass butterfly.
But you can fly on
it. Giant-ass grasshopper? It's fucking
It'd be like Mothra.
It would be like Mothra.
No, he's not that big.
It would
big.
Just be the...
You need no, to have
but it would
a butterfree
just be giant.
And a
it would just be the giant,
yeah, but gentle.
Hairy fucking
he's
butterfly.
Gentle.
Don't you guys remember the episode where Ash falls out of the hot air balloon and Butterfree saves him?
Yeah.
You can. Isn't that
you
the
can
whole point where they have the pink Butterfree and Butterfree leaves? Because
oh, that's right.
Life.
Yeah.
But the whole point, it's just think heat. About dogs. Like some people have giant dogs with fangs that could rip through you. But you don't think about them like
you don't think about them like that.
You have them since they're puppies and you play with them. Like I'd have Butterfree since it was a caterpillar.
Oh, I guess that's the other thing about the world. So is it going to be the 8-bit world or is it going to be like
no, it'd be
no.
Real.
Think about it.
It'd be real.
It's
it'd be
okay, real so world, but Pokemon.
And your Pokemon would make real noises.
The real
they wouldn't just
it's
make
gonna, so it's gonna be the real
horrible
world
digital sounds.
Because I think 8-bit
they still haven't
be all
fixed
right.
that.
I know. Why haven't they? And they still some of the Pokemon look retarded from behind.
Yeah, they look wrong. They really like. They really need to make a 3D Pokemon on Wii or something already.
Why haven't they done that? Oh, but they announced that they're making a new Wii Pokemon game, but it's Pikachu.
Yeah.
Did they not learn from their Hey You Pikachu game?
What?
Hey You Pikachu was lame.
Yeah. It was a good attempt, but they didn't do anything with it.
Oh, I do want a Jigglypuff.
Why?
Well, oh, no.
You know what? I don't even want to know what you would do. You would follow
I would have
too.
A Ditto, and I would make him turn into sexy ladies.
Yeah, I know.
And then, but they would always have that beady eye.
I'd look past it.
Yeah, I'd look past
it. I wonder if
just put
have,
a
like,
bag on top of that shit.
That was only that one Ditto. Not all Dittos.
Hold on. Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, it was only that one Ditto, because he wasn't as good as the rest. Hold okay, on. Yes, Ditto. I would have a bunch
hold
of Dittos.
Hold on. Would Dittos have, like, gelatinous vagina?
No,
like,
they can tighten it up.
Okay, because that'd be my one worry.
I would get 5 Dittos, and then they would all be turned into sexy ladies.
I don't know if they can turn into humans, though.
I bet you they could. I'd teach them. I'd train them.
I think if you do...
Why are you following me around with your weird pink blob? I'm training them. I'm trained like you. For later.
Would you do 5 of them, and each would be a body part?
No. I'd be a gigantic lady. No, they would all be different ladies. That way,
you wouldn't get bored.
That way, I would be like, that's enough, Ditto, come back. And then he'd go into his Pokeball, and I'd still have 4 more ladies.
And he would have...
just a little more.
Could you imagine every week I'd have to go back to the Poke Center to get all of my Ditto's healed?
What happened to him? Well, we were training.
We were... Long hours of the Pokemon.
Yeah, if the Pokemon world had all of the seedy sides of the real world in it, there would be Ditto dildos all over the internet. It would be a horrible thing.
I guess that's the thing.
There would be Pokemon sex trafficking.
Jinx is so definitely.
She's got DSL. She's got high speed internet. That's why Mr. Mime is always over at her house.
What were you saying, Alex?
I was thinking, like, I don't know if that the seediness would be in the world itself. You could bring the
seediness in. That's what we were saying, is that it would be the world like it is.
Just with Pokemon.
Yep.
Alright.
And, of course, there would be no, like, country wars with Pokemon, because that would just defeat the whole purpose. Because
aren't there only, like, 2 continents?
No, there's a lot.
Oh, that's right. I stopped playing.
And I actually heard somewhere, I'm not sure if this is true, I haven't checked, but I heard somewhere that each of the islands in Pokemon is based on an island in Japan.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
So I thought you were going to say that they just announced Pokemon in space.
So basically this thing is... Like,
Pokemon
this thing is,
in space!
You'd have, it'd be real world, like as if they're... It's real, like it looks real. It wouldn't look like you're living inside a cartoon.
No.
But the world would be changed, so there wouldn't be violence and there'd just be Poke Battles.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so mild forms of slavery.
So it'd be the Pokemon social structure.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. I'd like to live in Yu-Gi-Oh.
Ugh. Card Captors.
I wouldn't mind capturing her cards.
The girl from Card Captors.
Yeah.
I'd capture her cards. But
the creepy little teddy bear.
There was a character in that show. It was like an adult, and he was like a million feet high. Like, all the kids went up to his shins. He was gigantic, and...
I just remember the animation of the show always really annoyed me.
Yeah, me too. I watched, like, 2 episodes, I think.
Which one? Card Captors?
Yeah.
The creepy little teddy bear thing.
I don't want to live in that world. He was basically Meowth.
Yeah, it's a full-grown man living with an 11-year-old girl, though.
Yeah.
It was like Salem from Sabrina.
Yeah.
Let's see. Anyone else got an idea?
Yes.
Yet? Oh yeah. I have a couple. If it was going to be like the world that you see, Okami.
Ooh.
I get tired of that.
You get tired for a little bit, but I think, and then everybody talks like, oh, that would be a beautiful.
Oh man, live in Banjo Kazooie.
Yeah, I know. I just thought of that. I would totally live there.
No, you guys gotta keep your secrets, and you only get to choose one.
I can only choose one?
I know. I'm thinking of a good one.
Let's talk about other great ones after you say the one that you want to live in.
That's a good idea.
I mean, the one I wanted to live in was... okay, let's leave it at Okami. That's a pretty good one.
Okay. Why? Just because it looks pretty?
Well, not just because it looks pretty. I mean, it's just... I mean, the villages were so peaceful, too, right? it's like a feudal Japan kind of thing, and it was a nice peaceful area. You do your farming. You see a wolf. That
ancient dogs.
Yeah. So a bunch of other shit. It's nice.
It would be pretty nice.
I mean, I was.
It has that old like.
It has that quaint feeling.
That geisha
it has that
feeling.
Western feeling.
It'd be a relaxing life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the idea is that it's a hard question because so many of the worlds suck. Like, I don't want to live in fucking. Yeah. Number one, like, Call of Duty worlds, no.
It's constant World War II.
You guys are. I just thought of one that. And it's going to be my answer that you guys aren't going to like.
Well,
like,
I have
the Final Fantasy
answer.
Worlds all suck, right?
My
like,
answer
Final Fantasy
I pretty
6.
Much already said, too. But after talking about Pokemon, it solidified my answer.
Yeah.
All right, so what's your answer?
Wind Waker.
Nice.
I would live in that world because I like the ocean a lot, and I think it would be awesome if the world didn't have like lots of continents. It was a lot of just awesome islands, and I would live on Windfall Island because it's the greatest place
but
ever.
But obviously, it would be a more realistic scale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
it would be bigger.
Yeah.
But
it
would
only
be
take
like
you 20 minutes to cross the entire world.
No, but I'm talking about towns, too. Like, an island town would
it
be...
would be bigger. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's That'd yeah, but it wouldn't be like the size of Asia as an entire area. It would be like a state. Would be like
so
the biggest island.
So would you be Link's next door neighbor?
No, because I don't want to live on Outset. Because they were.
Oh, you said
were,
Windfall.
Yeah, I said Windfall. Because Outset is kind of they're all yokels. I don't really like the families there. I when I was done with them, I was done with them. But Windfall Island, I went back to Windfall Island constantly.
Would you make daily visits to Tingle?
Yeah, of course. Me and Tingle would hang out. I would go out to his like little island where all of his cousins or whatever were.
You'd have to watch. Yeah, you'd have to watch out. You're not one of those slaves that turns the damn thing.
I wouldn't give him any of my money though.
Would you just beat the shit out of
him?
Because
I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be looking for Triforces. I'd probably get a Picto box and be a photographer.
Yeah. Would you play games?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, totally. I would play
I
Game
totally
Boy.
Want to hang out with you on Wind Waker.
But, like, if I could, like, live in the lighthouse there, oh, it'd be awesome. And I would be a part of the gang in the school. I'd be one of those little kids. What were they called? The bees?
Kids.
They were called something. They buzzed around you.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they were called.
They swarmed.
And you would just be chasing pigs all day, and life would be good.
Exactly. And then a strange little older kid would show up. And he'd be like, you guys need to be nicer to your teacher. And I'd be like, what's your deal? And then we'd play hide and seek, and he'd find me. And then I'd have to be nice to my teacher.
But he wouldn't say anything. He would just look at you, and you would know.
You would know, yeah. You would just intrinsically know.
Or I'd work for that Eskimo guy.
Yeah.
Who sold sails. That guy was awesome.
Yeah.
That game, I love that game so much. And
it's so good.
Yeah, I love the Lost Woods, that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where there's like that hatch on that island that takes you down into like the Nintendo Club or whatever.
Yeah. If I lived in a world like that where there's just secrets.
Yeah, exactly. There's like a hatch in the middle of this little island that you can go down to and play video games in.
That's the thing. Like in today's world, there's no secrets. Like we even have Google Maps to map out the entire planet. So you can't even like even 100 years ago, you could find a book and it'd be like it would show you a map, and even if it wasn't real, you could pretend it was real. But now, if somebody shows you a map of the coordinates, you just look it up on Google Maps, and you're like, oh, yeah, there's no island there.
That's why we need to inhabit another planet, so there's more fun.
Yeah.
Google Mars.
Well, I mean,
have
you can always
Mars,
go under
they?
The ocean.
Yeah.
You can go under the
ocean.
Yeah,
Mars and the moon both have, like, the Google Earth treatment, where their geographical portions are all mapped out.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's pretty cool. All
right.
But anyway,
I mean, the other nice thing about Wind Waker's world is you wouldn't be caught in a fucking storm and die.
Yeah, in the... ocean
right.
is beautiful, and it's awesome.
Well, I mean, you'd have to watch for the giant.
And you'd
giant,
have that awesome music playing whenever you sailed the ocean.
Yeah, exactly. And I could watch the sun go up over the ocean every morning.
Uh-huh.
And there were... the guy who teaches you combat on Outset Island, that guy's awesome, too. I'd hang out with him all the time.
I thought you didn't want to be on Outset,
though. I'd go there. I'd visit there, because me and the pirates would be friends. Oh, no, wait! The people who, like, are the ancestors of the Zoras... like the bird people.
Oh, the Ruto. Oh, the Rito?
Rito.
What are they called?
Yeah.
Those guys are awesome.
Yeah.
And then the Goron salesmen, like the travelers. They have those backpacks and those hats that hide their faces.
I would be that last Goron just hanging out. And I'd probably be friends with somebody on... I'd go on adventures.
And the King of Red Lions would be there. King of Rocket Launcher.
King of Rocket Hat.
You would just stay there for your entire life, waiting for somebody to buy your one product.
Yeah. Alright, yeah.
Okay, can I say mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is kind of gay, and
it's okay, we understand.
But I would live in Harvest Moon, one of my favorite game series.
That's pretty Pokemon-esque.
Yeah.
That's a nice peaceful farm town.
Yeah, but the thing is the moral of Harvest Moon, there's no wars. You don't even have to decide what you want to do with your life.
Where Neil Young is king.
Yeah, every day, like seriously, every day, you just wake up, feed your animals.
You'd have an awesome little crops. Dog. You'd get to marry you get these awesome hot girls.
You have your pick of women in the town.
Right, exactly.
And then you pick, you're a woman, you pick Animal Crossing. That's a good one,
too. I just
thought
of that.
But I would still pick Harvest. The Harvest Moon, you have a job. Animal Crossing would get boring.
Animal Crossing would be awful. Just telling you to do stuff all day.
But hold on,
day.
Let me finish. But just think about how awesome it'd be. You just have like a perfect life there. Like you have your life set out for you, and you just sit around. Like you could sit around and play guitar at night, look at the stars, and then bang.
I don't know. Sometimes it is a lot of work to keep up all that farm stuff.
Yeah, farming is not an easy thing. But do you sell your crops in that game? I never played Harvest Moon.
Yeah,
you can.
Yeah, you do the work. But the thing is that you only have a couple crops. And then you just sell them, and they're worth like so much money because nobody else has a farm. Everyone else just walks or meanders around the village.
Be the world's only farmer.
To be the world's wealthiest man.
And see, you could be the hero of that game because the hero of the game doesn't do anything special. He just has a farm.
Right.
And it would be so.
Would you be a farmer, or would you be one of the ones who doesn't have a farm?
No, I'd definitely be the farmer.
Would you be one of the guys that the girl farmer marries, and you would have to do all the work for her?
No, she would be doing all the work. I'd just be sitting and helping her pop out
playing
babies.
Playing your guitar.
That'd be awesome.
I'd just be impregnating her. That's all I'd do. That would be the life.
Or would you just live in the town?
I wouldn't live in the town because those guys are always like... It's always like this one buff guy who like walks around and goes, "Hey, do you want to work out at the gym?" And then there's like a hobo and that's it. Like that's and then old people. And then whoever lives at the mansion. I don't think I've ever talked about how much I love Harvest Moon, but I love Harvest Moon.
It's a good series.
I played
the GameCube one for like 10 hours.
A Wonderful Life?
Yeah.
I played that game for
the Wii one's
so
out.
Long.
Yeah. You've never played it.
I never played it. But I loved A Wonderful Life. That's my favorite one.
It's good.
And that I think that's the world I'd live in, is the A Wonderful Life world. I'd have that farm.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd listen to Sparkle Horse's It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, Neil Young's Harvest Moon.
And Harvest. I just listen to Harvest, too. I mean, it's harvest season.
That's true.
And might as well bring along after the Gold Rush just to complete the set. Yeah. Okay, so wait, what are some other good worlds to live in? Animal Crossing was a good suggestion. Banjo-Kazooie.
No, not Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing...
It's a world. I mean, it's worldly.
It's nice.
It's got...
You could fish. But the thing is that it would get really monotonous because nobody has jobs. You don't have anything to occupy your time, and there's no kind of like friendship. The only kind of friendship is people talk to you really weird and send you letters.
Yeah. I mean, you can become friends.
How about the world of Spore?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. I was thinking Jet Force Gemini, but that'd be a horrible world to live in.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Unless it was like that fan fiction.
Jet Grind Radio.
Oh, that would be great.
That's basically just New York.
Crazy Taxi.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes.
No. You would have to be the person riding in the taxi, which would be scary.
Yeah, you could be the driver. I'm sure you could.
No, you'd be the one dumping money out the window, then.
Yeah, I'd probably just be that girl who seems like she wouldn't get it, but after she gets the ride, she'd be like, "Wow, great ride!" No, I'd just be BD. I'd be BD Joe. That's just who I'd be. The radical black guy with a bucket hat.
Yeah.
Who listens to The Offspring every day, all day, every day.
I was always Axel.
I was BD Joe.
I played that game like twice, and I think I got the gist of this. I think I've seen enough.
Oh, man. It's such a good game.
I love that game. I spent an entire summer in Caney, Kansas, playing that on my cousin's Dreamcast.
Nice.
Crazy Drift.
So let's see, everybody said theirs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a, like, World of Warcraft.
Oh, I had cool, a...
World of Warcraft would be cool if you wanted to
like
die.
Like, the Warcraft War, yeah.
I had a manager...
Well, when you die, you come...
Hold on, while we were talking about Crazy Taxi, I had a manager at a record store that I worked at who, he divorced his wife, and they had been divorced for a few years, and he was so angry. He's like, I never got back a few things that I wanted. And I was like, well, what was it? It was like important stuff, like college yearbooks or something. And he said, no, it was my GameCube and Crazy Taxi. Like Matt's met TJ. It was TJ. Oh, yeah. And he's not somebody who likes video games at all. Yeah. He just loved Crazy Taxi. And he played it constantly.
Because it's an awesome game.
It's really simple, and it's not great, but it's fun.
Oh, it's so
And good. I totally understand people who don't like video games loving that game. Because it's an arcade. It's very arcade gamey.
Yeah.
But Other Worlds... could I say... I mean, there's been so many Star Wars games, but I mean, yeah, that's still not...
a cop-out.
Yeah, that's...
No, that would be...
Those are, like, high-end games.
You wouldn't be a Jedi.
No, I don't want to be a Jedi. That's what Matt and I have been talking about. I wouldn't want to be a Jedi.
Yeah, me and Nick are... once I get money, I'm going to buy that Star Wars role-playing game book.
It makes me feel much more nerdy.
Oh, shut the fuck up. but we're doing... I'm going to be the Game Master, and we're going to start with a couple of friends, and Nick doesn't want to be a Jedi.
Jedi
but
suck.
We're figuring one person wants to be a Jedi.
Jedis are cool, but thanks to the prequels, Jedis are the most played-out thing in the Star Wars universe. I want more Han Solo characters.
Yeah, and I get to be the Game Master, so I just get to throw Darth Vader into every scenario.
Because there were sequences in the prequels where they were in like CD bars, and there was no Han Solo character, and that was my problem with those. My problem with those.
There
movies.
Was no humor in the prequels.
Oh, no, just everybody was so
Jar Jar Binks.
That's what I mean. Everyone's
so everybody was super serious.
It was so grim.
Yeah.
Why so serious?
Yeah, why is all those guys so serious? Hey, have I done my Joker impersonation?
But like I don't think you have. But let me before you do your Joker impersonation, let me just say, like Obi-Wan was our only character that wasn't super serious all the time in like 2 and 3. And like when Obi-Wan Kenobi, think of Alec Guinness, when that guy is the life of the party of the movies.
Yeah. But
sad.
I'm thinking about going as Joker for Halloween because the most original costume. So I've been working on an impression, and it's my favorite line from the Black Knight.
All right. Like,
hey Batman, fuck you. The Joker.
That's good.
Best impression.
I specifically remember that scene.
Yeah, when he's chewing some bubble gum.
Yeah.
Smacking on some Big League Chew.
Fuck you.
Smacking on some smacks.
Okay, what other games?
I don't know. There's not really many, because so many games are like...
Just games.
Gears of War.
Yeah,
Chainsaw in half.
I was actually wondering, because when your teacher asked that question, was he trying to make a point of sorts? Or
no,
was it
he
just
was really high.
Question?
No, she was just curious.
What game would you leave it, bro?
Because most of the worlds are, especially nowadays, most of the worlds are these grim, depressing-ass places that you wouldn't want to
fucking
live.
Yeah, I live in the world of Warhammer
40,000. Viva Pinata. That's where I would live.
Yeah.
No, Parappa the Rappa.
Oh, that'd be that'd be terrible. You'd have to talk in raps.
Yes. I mean, there have been a few DBZ games. That'd be...
No, but that's a cop-out.
That's also a cop-out.
Yeah.
You're tying into an anime.
Because
Pokemon was a game before it was anything else.
Like, Mario would be a great... Mario's an obvious one. Like, almost... Metroid would be pretty cool.
What'd you say?
Well...
Metroid.
I don't know about Metroid.
You don't even
see
the rest of the world in Metroid.
You kind of get a hint
Metroid
at it
Prime,
in 2
like
and 3.
Prime 3. Prime 3, you start getting a little bit of that.
You get hints.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't see... Like, where would you... It's a universe. It's not, like, a world.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you could say Mass Effect, but there's so many different things in that entire universe, so...
Oblivion would be pretty cool. Or
yeah,
a Morrowind.
A Morrowind would be really awesome.
No. You know what? Contra. you just have two naked guys on the news just beating everybody up.
Bad dudes.
I wish I were those guys.
I could fight bad guys for a chance for me and President Ronnie to go get a burger.
Tyson's punch out.
Like, God. Living in some of these game worlds like Fallout 3 or Gears of War, where your chances of surviving.
Although Fallout, there's some cities where people are like trying to live normal lives, and that's kind of cool. But I wouldn't want to live there.
No, it's horrible. One of my favorite games, but I would not want to live there.
Yeah,
it'd be like what was that? There's a Discovery show that it's like a post-apocalyptic world.
That would be horrible because vaults are all experiment. Oops, spoiler alert.
Yeah, and they're all like, there's a lot of probably a lot of inbreeding there, which is cool with me, but.
Well, you know what? You could live in the world of live in the world like Smash Brothers, like Brawl,
constantly beating everyone up.
How is that a world?
It's a place where everybody from different worlds go. It's a universe,
but it has every different world there, basically.
Yeah. That's just more like it's like DK's is like, hey guys, come on over to the treehouse where I can beat you guys up. It's them going to different.
No, but you mean like the subspace kind of thing?
Oh, if I could live in just the. If I could live just in the final battle or whatever, that level where I can just watch the sunset and go through space all the time, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to live there.
Well, probably have your battle destination. Yeah. It'd be like your face melting off every time.
It would be like that episode of Futurama where Bender's stuck in space.
Wait, okay, it's black.
Oh, wait, I didn't even think of the Lizzie McGuire game world. Like, all those Lizzie McGuire Game Boy games were great.
Oh, yeah, before Hillary Duff looked like a horse.
Uh-huh. And she just looked like a fat pony.
I'd hang out with Lane Gordo.
No.
Okay.
Oh, Grand Theft Auto.
That's just New York where there's a crazy guy going around killing everybody.
No, but you could break all the street rules. No cop.
You could drive a tank through the streets of New York.
No, you couldn't in GTA 4. No tanks.
Well, then I obviously wouldn't want to live there. I'd want to live in GTA.
I'd want to live in Vice City. I love the 80s, guys. 80s revival. Psych. I would want to live in San Andreas. No, that would be the worst.
You wouldn't fit in as a white guy.
Yeah, I know. I'd get killed by Eazy-E and crooked Samuel L. Jackson cop.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that covers it for today's topic.
Yeah.
I think we should move on to listener questions, of which there are none. Thanks, guys, for writing
in. Oh, wait. Scribblenauts. World of Scribblenauts.
Where I can make a certain amount of things that feel endless but aren't happen.
Yes, pretty much. You can bring anything up.
I don't want to live in a world where the Beatles don't exist.
Yeah.
I want to live in Beatles Rock Band, so I can just hang out in Abbey Road Studio and then go on some crazy acid trips. Getting high.
That's a cool.
Well, idea. I think people should email. If anybody wants to email us in
the game world,
what game world they want to live in? That'd be cool.
Oh yeah, good
Dead
idea.
Rising.
There you go.
Yeah, and why? Of course, the description. Don't just email us like
Doom 3,
Doom 3, yeah, Quake 4,
Left 4 Dead,
Dig a Pony World,
Resident Evil 5. I want to live in Africa. Kajuju Africa.
So, why don't you say the contact info?
I will do it. All right. So, you can get us at tinyurl.com/workingtitle, or at... Where did the other one go? Whatever. Or at www.ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. And I've noticed that we haven't been talking about our blog, but our blog is zwtpodcast.blogspot.com. You can email us at wtpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Twitter under ZeldaWTPodcast and Facebook. Just look for Zelda Working Title Podcast. And remember, if you're getting us on iTunes, please vote for or review us so we can know how we're doing. And I think that covers it. Does anybody have anything else to say?
No. Nope.
We get any emails?
No, Matt just said no.
Yeah, we didn't get any.
Listen.
Yeah, fan art. The fan art contest is still up, but so far one retard has sent in his stupid drawings.
Do you want to sign up for Neopets? Because we got an email about that.
Oh, yeah.
Really? No. Have you guys been seeing the the eBay emails we've been getting?
Yeah, somebody used our email address for eBay, which is weird because they can't get the emails.
And I think they ended up winning Link to the Past or something.
Have it sent to your house.
Yeah, exactly.
But hopefully we can get.
So
more
you should just
change their
game.
Shipping address to your house.
Right.
I would totally do that. That's only mildly illegal.
How's it mildly illegal? It's not even illegal. They put our email address in.
Yeah, we can't log into their eBay account, though. Possibly. Okay. Well,
All right, so, yep. Let's head on out.
Good.
Hope you guys have enjoyed episode 15. We'll see you in a few weeks. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Nick. Thank
you're welcome.
Matt.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
good night. Good night. Good night.
See you guys
next
time.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Good night. Red leader, red leader.
Red leader,
red leader. Oh my god!
So do we cut this part out of the podcast?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does she not have boobs, or what's the deal with this? Because this
she
one...
Has, she has boobs. She has boobs.
Well, this picture large? Doesn't look like she has boobs here.
She's got very big boobs.
Link it.
And is it just me, or did they... I don't know, I feel like they intentionally made her look like Sarah Palin for sales.
The comparison has been made.
That wouldn't make me buy the game.